This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you live from my dining room and also Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming your way tomorrow at 10:33. Newly elected Wisconsin State Senator Jamie Wahl will be joining us, followed by Dan Schaefer from the REEC. We'll have an extended Dan Schaefer recombobulation area tomorrow from 11 until 11:50. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up with where we are right now. 11:52, Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. This was sent in by Tony from Mequon. Thank you very much, Tony. All right, let's get into it. Headline reads from Fox to Detroit. Michigan man leads lawnmower chase, tased after pulling gun. Video released by authorities in Michigan shows a man leading authorities on a brief police chase on a zero-turn riding mower. Yep, police were called to a business in Leoni Township, just east of Jackson, Michigan, in September. They were there to arrest 41-year-old James Mitchell Kerr, who was wanted on a felony warrant for violating probation and two misdemeanors. The body cam video released by the sheriff shows a man leading him through the shop. And as the deputy approaches the guy sitting on a zero-turn mower, he calls out by name. He says, "Hey, how you doing, James?" Well, someone was said by either Kerr or the other man. The deputy tells him to get off the tractor, but instead, Mr. Kerr, James Kerr, fires up the lawnmower and drives off.
Fires it up, all 7 horsepower of it. Just
yeah. The officer is following him on foot.
Yeah.
The deputy, he's walking behind this lawnmower. The deputy orders him to stop multiple times and continued to order him to stop as the suspect continued to drive away. The all of 15 seconds slow speed chase came to a stop a very short distance away from the shop. That's when the deputy ordered him to get off the riding mower again. "I'll stop," says the suspect. "I'm getting off." He could have ended there. It didn't.
Nope.
The suspect gets off the mower, walks around to the other side. Now, the deputy has his taser trained on him this whole time. And he said, "Look, if you run, guy, I'm going to tase you." Yeah, Mr. Kerr did not run. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
And if you're asking yourself, loyal listeners out there, "Man, I really wish I could watch this video," don't worry. The video will be in the show notes because it's all there. It's a minute and a half long, and it would make Florida proud.
Maybe he's originally from Florida.
This has definitely got definitely got Floridian got values. Vibes. Like I'm getting notes, hints of the smells, wafts of Florida.
Yes. Hints of Everglades. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so again, the guy reaches for a gun. The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him, and then Mr. Kerr dropped to the ground.
Not before shooting himself in the hand.
As this happens.
I just took that look. That was a perfect cake we had right there. I just was like, "Here, let's just add a little bit of frosting on there." There you go. Shoots himself in the hand.
Yep. Michigan State Police conducting an independent criminal investigation and the sheriff's office with an internal investigation. has led to charges of assault with intent to murder, felony firearm, resisting and obstructing police charges against Mr. Kerr. He was formally charged in October with assault with intent to murder, felony firearm, and resisting and obstructing. I don't know. If you want to do a life of crime, you need to have better plans. Right?
Listen here, people. If you want a crime, you got to crime right. Crime right, you know. I mean, you're this far. I'm not advocating for crime, but boost a car. Boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Yeah. I mean, the officer is following him yes. on foot as he's driving away on this 0-degree turn lawnmower. It was a nice try, Kevin, but enjoy your time behind bars because yeah. that's probably where you're going to be.
Yeah.
How much is he going to brag about this when he gets behind bars?
Oh, it's the mower will turn into a sports car, and it will be hand to hand combat. And it was only after he let the cop go, he said, "All right, I'll give up. That'll be it."
I can see that happening. Yeah. All right, that wraps it up for today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, The Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m., Dominic Salvia from 4 to 6, Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8 p.m., and don't forget to join Earl Ingram starting every morning at 8 a.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.